Good morning, Mr. President and distinguished delegates. We're honored to present the 8th report of the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan with my colleague Carlos Castresana Fernandez. First, we thank the government of South Sudan for its cooperation with our commission, including during our recent visit just in February. South Sudan is coming to the end of a political transition. A new constitution and elections are due by December 2024, and these need the creation of an enabling environment and resources. But much remains to be done in the country. Entrenched impunity is fueling armed conflict, repression, corruption, and human rights violations, including sexual violence. Last April, we named senior officials responsible for serious crimes, including extrajudicial killings, torture, rape, and sexual violence. All of them retained their positions, including the governor of Unity State and the Cochin County Commissioner. These two individuals enjoy impunity and have continued to instigate serious violence and violations. Mr. President, political conflict persists in the country and must be addressed. In the Equatoria, groups outside the peace agreement committed abuses. In Unity State, the ruling party has instigated defections from opposition forces and carried out forced recruitments. Elsewhere, political and military elites are stoking communal violence. Armed cattle keepers encroach upon and grab the land of farmers. Others inflict sexual violence and mass abductions on women and children. At the end of 2022, militias from Jonglei attacked people, systematically killing men and older boys, stealing cattle, destroying homes. They set bushes on fire to force out civilians. The men were shot. Women, girls, young boys, and even babies were abducted. We spoke with traumatized survivors last month. A young mother told us that her family was attacked, her husband was killed. Then at gunpoint, the killers marched her with her children into captivity. For many months, this young girl was held as a sexual slave, regularly beaten, continuously raped, and threatened with death. Through forensic mapping, we traced this family's footsteps. We found that they had been marched 400 kilometers into the bush. Several parents were in distress after being forcibly separated from their children. A mother who had tried to escape with her baby was beaten unconscious. The abductors took away her child, who is still missing. The scale, severity, and violence associated with abductions is worsening. These attacks are well planned. Although authorities were often well aware of them, they claim to be powerless to stop them. Instead, authorities have negotiated ransoms and encouraged families to pay off abductors. We believe that this can only incentivize further abductions. Impunity and lack of justice, accountability, and protection institutions are root causes of violations, including targeted killings, repression, torture, and sexual violence against women and girls. Corruption and the plunder of national resources compounds all these violations. Mr. President, almost one-third of South Sudanese are refugees or internally displaced. These refugees, who constitute Africa's largest refugee population, feel excluded from national political processes. But without safety, sustainable peace, and justice, they cannot return. One woman who had been returned was subjected to forced labor by opposition forces. A rape survivor said he cannot return home after a soldier shattered his dignity. The media and civil society are repressed and intimidated. Journalists and activists, including those who are outside the country, are threatened with kidnappings. The National Security Services operates without oversight, targeting individuals, including online. Pervasive censorship, arbitrary bureaucratic restrictions, and threats of violence induce self-censorship and undermine free expression, association, debate, and democratic processes. Fearful journalists now say, "My children are still little. I don't want to leave behind orphans." Mr. President, you'll see our recommendations focus on the root causes of violence, including impunity. Although the 2018 revitalized agreement addresses these challenges, transitional justice, rule of law, and other structural measures, including the hybrid court, remain unimplemented. South Sudanese are exhausted and desperate for peace. A refugee implored us, "I want to send a message asking the government and armed groups to stop killing each other and the population and to give peace a chance. We yearn to return and to be able to live in unity as South Sudanese. This council should heed their plea and support South Sudan towards a truly democratic and stable nation. I thank you."